want to go joining the police for? You're too little, Mum said when I told her my plan. I'm 5 feet 2 inches, 5 feet 3 inches if I stretch my neck. I don't know, I shrugged. I didn't want to tell her Dad had suggested it. It's a good career. Mum was a worrier, and in her mind, I was still her little girl, so she didn't like the idea of my joining the force. It had always been that way, and probably stemmed from the fact that I'd suffered from a critical heart condition as a child that put me under the care of Great Ormond Street Hospital. I had a hole in the heart when I was a baby, which was fairly common, but then the hole had returned when I was 3 years old, which was not so common. Mum had spotted an unusual rash, and I was taken straight to hospital, where I was given open-heart surgery. It was a difficult time because my parents were splitting up. I made the most of the sympathy, of course, tapping up Dad for cherry Cokes and Mars bars when I was in hospital. My baby teeth fell out all at once, a side effect of the condition. We were told it could impact my hair, teeth, and nails, and I suppose I was fortunate it was just my teeth. I had no teeth at all until my adult teeth started to grow through age 10. It made me really self-conscious. I hated having photos taken, and I couldn't eat normal things like apples, which was embarrassing. Thankfully, my heart condition cleared up, and my childhood was largely unaffected otherwise. The one thing that persisted was the collection tin for Great Ormond Street that sat on the front desk of Ilford Police Station, which I think was Dad's way of trying to give something back to the people who'd taken care of me as a child. Dad didn't believe my early health issues should hold me back, but I think that for Mum, I was always the small, fragile child who needed extra protection and care. I certainly didn't consider myself fragile, throwing myself into my undercover role, never believing for one moment that anything bad would happen to me. Far from it. I felt invincible.